Our pregame coverage continues live from Purdue Stadium. I'm now joined by Luis Almeida, Shorebirds infielder. And Luis, good to catch up with you. Less than a week into the season, but you're off to a pretty good start, a pair of multi-hit games already. So how are you feeling through the early portion of the season?
Feeling good, feeling confident, you know, just going by my process day by day. Just continuing to, you know, work on certain things and trying to get better at certain things throughout the year. So really good.
This is your second stint with the Shorebirds, but compared to last year, you start this season on the opening day roster compared to coming in June last year. So how big of a difference is it being with the team right away to start the year?
The cold. It's just the cold. That's just about it. Everything is good. I feel like we have a good team this year. The vibe in the clubhouse has been great. You know, just the cold. Just the cold.
Now, how is this group feeling? Because you mentioned you feel like this has the feelings of a really good team. You've swung the bats well early in the season, but it's been some maybe self-inflicted wounds that have hurt you here early. So how do you feel about the nature of this ball club and maybe where it's headed this year?
I feel like everyone is just getting used to the new things. We have a lot of new guys who came in from rookie ball. You know, a lot of people, you know, got to get the nerves out. Even especially like myself, I got to get my nerves out as well. But little by little, we'll, you know, start calming down and we're going to be great.
What's it been like for you this year? Getting some experience with the Shorebirds last year, now coming to the team again to start this year. Now you're maybe one of the more veteran guys in the clubhouse this season. So what's it been like taking on maybe more of a older leadership role this season?
Well, just trying to, like, you know, I feel like me being in the shoes that I was in last year and this year are two different aspects, because last year, you know, I had a lot of the older guys telling me, hey, you know, certain scenarios, calm down. So I feel like now this year, I'm like one of those guys now. Like, you know, I see some of my teammates, you know, trying to speed up. But hey, like, hey, we're chilling. We're all good, you know. But yeah, just that, you know, just seeing, you know, a lot of the guys also I signed in their class. So we have a lot of culture together. So, yeah, just been get everybody better in the clubhouse, get everybody together. That's about it.
I think that's a really good point. When you get signed with these guys in the same international class, typically you move up level by level together. So how strong are those bonds you have with those players that you came up together in the same class with?
You know, some of them, I'm you know, it's been good. It's been good. They're good people. I feel like everybody's just coming in strong together. I feel like now we're all getting comfortable since it's our, you know, our fourth year in the org. And now I feel like everybody, you know, is starting to get into that feeling, to that vibe, especially like myself. Just letting go little by little and just letting our talents play on the field. I feel like there's no pressure.
How important is the taking care of your body aspect? Because last year you played about 50 games with the Shorebirds, about 30-some in the complex, give or take, before you got here. So now you're slated for about 130 games this year. So how important is it to take care of your body and understand it's a marathon, not a sprint, once you get to this level?
Exactly, and that's what I've been trying to do, you know. I've been literally learning that and doing that starting last week. I come in early to the field. I feel like you just, especially on this cold, you got to take care of your body a little bit more. But I try to get to the training room as early as I can, trying to get, you know, take care of my body, try to feel great, try to sleep early, try to take my supplements the team gives us, you know. It's just, I feel like last year it was different, because last year, you know, I would take a lot of swings in the cage and some of the veteran guys would tell me, hey, Almeida, like, Your shoulders didn't get tired, dude. You have a rest of the season to play. And I used to look at him like, what is that saying? Now that I'm in it, I'm like, oh crap, like, it's just April, like, a lot more ABs are coming in the way. And you know, now even in the cage, we're gonna have good rounds. I try to finish early, you know, not try to tire myself out, not even practice, you know, try to get quality over quantity. That's been helping me out so far. So, yeah, just those little aspects helping me out little by little.
And you may have answered my next question here, but maybe what was the most important thing you learned last year that you maybe are applying this year?
You know, last year, just not try to look at results. I feel like all my career I've been a result-oriented person. You know, I would judge my game if I would have had 3 hits, you know, or if I would have went 0-4. It's not really like in my process. And I feel like year by year, me maturing as a ball player and as a human being, like, I watch my video, I don't get mad. I just try to pick up little things, you know, from each game. And I write it down in my notebook. So, you know, let's say, for example, yesterday, I only have 3 goals when I'm on the plate. If I'm on time, my rhythm, and, you know, try to hit the ball up over the pitcher's head. And if I did those three goals yesterday and I did them perfectly, I'm happy with it, no matter what the result was. So, yeah, just that. Just trying to control the little things, and that's it.
One thing about you, at least talking to you over the last year or so, it seems like you are maybe a little bit of a perfectionist or maybe a little too hard on yourself, and it feels like that's a good problem to have. So how would you describe maybe the way that kind of thing shapes you as a player?
I feel like, no, that, yeah, yeah. And also talking about that too is like last year, I am very hard on myself. I was very hard on myself, and still, I'm not going to say I'm not. I'm still, you know, I feel like every athlete has to have that type of competitiveness, you know, trying to be great. And I feel like if I, you know, just how to tune it, you know, not try to get too hard on yourself, but doesn't mean you don't have to push yourself to be great. That's the tuning is what I'm trying to figure out right now. And, you know, I haven't perfected it, but I'm trying to slow it down. Just trying to slow it down and just trying to focus what's in front of me. And that's it.
Last thing I got for you, you are international signed by the Orioles, but you are a New Jersey kid. So how nice is it to play here in Delmarva with your family up in Jersey, not too far away?
Yeah, it actually is great. It's actually, it feels good. It feels good because, like, you know, I have people that come down, you know, from Jersey to come watch me play, and it feels good, you know, it really does. And also, I feel like any athlete who plays in front of their family is going to feel, you know, that type of, you know, there's different type of energy, you know, step on the field, and that's, it feels good. It feels great.
Well, Luis, tremendous stuff. Thank you so much for the time, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you so much.
Infielder Luis Almeida, we'll take a break. We'll be back with more on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.